Today, we begin a series of reports about how foreign students can prepare to study at a university or college in the United States. Shep O'Neill tells us about the first steps. A copy of this script can be found on the Special English webpage at the address www.voa.gov/special.
Experts agree. The most important advice is to plan early if you want to study at a college in the United States. In fact, the experts say to begin planning at least 2 years before you want to start your studies. You might begin by talking with people who have studied in the United States. Their experiences could save you time and effort. Then, visit an American Educational Advising Center. There are more than 400 such offices throughout the world. The Public Affairs Office at the United States Embassy in your country can tell you where the nearest one is. There, you will find an educational advisor to answer your questions and offer information. Every center should have information about American colleges. Some educational advising centers have computer programs to help. One example is a CD-ROM program called U.S. Academic Explorer, a guide to higher education in the United States. The program shows an imaginary American college. It tells about each building, such as the Student Center and the library. It answers questions about food, housing, health care, social customs, and banking. It even shows a day in the life of a student. The CD-ROM also provides information about higher education in the United States. It shows a national map, and it includes interviews with international students. The students talk about their American college experiences. They discuss English language requirements, money, personal safety, making friends, dating, and other subjects. You can hear one student discuss all these issues or hear many students answer just one question. The CD-ROM does not contain information about any one American college or university. The advising center should have books to provide that kind of information. Many centers also have computers that can be used to search for information about American colleges on the World Wide Web. This computer information describes each college's programs and gives an address where you can write or email to get more information. Next week, we will explain how American higher education is organized.
This week, on our series for foreign students, we explain the structure of university education in the United States. This information can prevent costly mistakes. You would not want to begin studying at a school that could not provide the degree you need. Remember, a copy of this script can be found on the Special English webpage at the address www.voa.gov/special. Shep O'Neill has information you will need as you consider American universities.
studying in the United States does not mean choosing a university that offers only the traditional four-year degree. You may want to consider a school that offers a certificate program. These programs are 1 year or less of training in areas such as office work, computer programming, or automobile repair. When you complete the program, you receive a certificate stating the skills you have learned. Make sure that any program you want to enter offers a certificate that is accepted by employers in your country and in the United States. You may also choose a 2-year junior college or community college. Such programs lead to an associate degree. Some 2-year programs prepare you for skilled trades or technical jobs in such areas as electronics and building. Many colleges and universities accept community college work as the first 2 years toward a 4-year bachelor's degree. And a year at a community college costs much less than at a traditional 4-year college. 4-year college programs lead to a bachelor's degree. During the first 2 years, you generally take subjects such as English, history, mathematics, science, and languages. What you take the last 2 years depends on your major area of study. If you already have a college degree, you may be considering an American graduate school. You must continue your education in graduate school if you want to be a medical doctor, lawyer, or college professor. A master's degree usually takes 2 or 3 years of full-time study. A doctoral degree, or PhD, takes 3 to 6 years. Some colleges, universities, hospitals, and laboratories also offer a chance to do scientific research. You may want to communicate with one of them to see if you can do research in a subject in which you are interested. Next week, we will discuss getting your higher education on a computer.
Today, we continue our series about how foreign students can attend an American college or university. Remember, this script can be found on the Special English website at www.voa.gov/special. One way to earn a degree at an American college is to stay at home and use a computer. But you should find out if such a degree is recognized in your country before you decide to get an education online. Shep O'Neill has more.
American universities have been offering classes online through computers for a number of years. Researchers say that 75% of all American universities will offer online work by the end of this year. Students who have taken online classes say they like them because they do not have to travel to a building at a set time to listen to a professor. Professors say they have better communication with students through email notes than they do in many traditional classes. Now, some newly created colleges are offering academic degrees online. One is Jones International University in Englewood, Colorado. It offers both bachelor's degrees and master's degrees. It has about 100 students, but is seeking many more. The University of Phoenix in Arizona has been offering online degrees since 1989. It has more than 12,000 students. Officials say they try to provide students with a social experience as well as an educational one. For example, in some programs, groups of the same six students progress through all their classes together. They communicate by computer. Another online school is unext.com or Cardian University near Chicago, Illinois. It began operations this past summer. It is offering business education and training now, but has plans to expand. Cardian University uses a problem-solving method of teaching. Students attempt to solve real problems in their classes online instead of reading information. Anyone with a computer can find information about these schools and others on the internet by using a web browser. Type the name of the school, and the browser will give you its address. Each college will tell you about its programs, costs, and many other important facts. Experts advise, however, that you do not give money to any school that says you can get a degree without doing any work. These are illegal operations.
We continue our series about how foreign students can attend college in the United States. Remember, this script can be found on the Special English webpage. The address is www.voa.gov/special. We have already explained how to begin your search at an education advising center. And we told about studying online by computer. Now it is time to make a list of American colleges and universities that most interest you. Steve Ember has more.
Be sure to choose more than one college. Directors of foreign student admissions at American colleges say each student should apply to at least three schools. First, you must get applications from the colleges. An application is a form you must complete if you are asking the college to admit you as a student. You should request applications at least 18 months before you want to begin studying in the United States. You can find the address of the admissions office in the catalog of each college. A catalog is a book that tells all about the school. You can also find such information on the college's web page on the Internet computer system. For example, the Ohio State University provides application forms on its web pages. You can answer all the questions on the computer and email the application directly to the university. Or you can copy the application forms to your computer, print them, complete the questions, and mail them. Or you can fill out a computer form to ask the university to send you an application in the mail. If you cannot use a computer at all, write a letter to the address given in the catalog. Ask the college to send you the international admission application. Write the letter clearly. List the schools you have attended and any degrees you already have. Explain what you want to study and what degree you are seeking. Explain when you want to begin studying. you will receive a letter or application from each school. Complete the application and send it back. Then you must wait until the college makes its decisions.